Hi, I'm Misha Brown, and I'm the host of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop. Each episode, comedians join me to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe. So now we go back to Teresa's house and Gia is there. She's there doing something. They're getting ready for M-Sculp. And so Teresa's like,
hi, honey. What are you doing over there? The spa people are going to get you. I have Danielle and Jennifer coming over. How's work going? Do you know about that? Do you know anything about picking up poop, by the way? just wondering. Did you learn that at Rutgers? We need some help around the house.
I'm sorry, but you started something, and now I had to look it up. Oh, here lyrics. Comes the bride.
Oh, do it God. In Dolores' voice, please.
There's a lot happening. Here comes the bride, all dressed in light, radiant and lovely, she shines in this sight. Gently she glides, graceful as a dove, meeting her bridegroom, her eyes full of love. Love have they waited, so long have they planned. Life goes before, then opening her hand. Asking God's blessing as they begin, life with new meaning, life shared is one. You know what? I'm not even bothering to rhyme anymore because it's like, how many verses are there? If the bride's not at the front by now, the church should just leave because we don't have all day to wait for this bride. Some of us work every day of our lives.
Hello. There, that's it.
Hello. I'm sorry. That was reserved for Patterson weddings. Here comes the... Hello!
Hello! So, we find out that Gia has graduated from Rutgers. It's so wild. Gia has now graduated from college. Also, like, I get so turned around by Housewives timelines because of the gap between when a show is shot versus when it airs. It just feels like every single time with these kids, like, last season we saw Gia going off to college and this season she's graduated. I'm like, how did this happen? So,
that's true, though. And the shows air every year. But how is it that it's like we see a show and then it's been 5 years since we've seen the kids?
Yeah,
remember, it doesn't make any sense.
Remember Avery went off to college and then next thing we knew it's like, whoa, so Avery is now 35? She's working finance, okay? I'm like, how? I thought she was at Sarah Lawrence.
Avery just married Hume Cronin in retirement. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
She's driving Miss Daisy, okay?
You know, a little robot came down from heaven. It was really nice to. Like, wait, how are you? The plot of Short Circuit. Was Short Circuit with elderly people?
No, that was called Batteries Not Included. Okay.
That's true.
It's a movie that made me cry as a child.
Batteries Not Included. You know what? Like every toy when I was a child. That's it. There were no such things as batteries. Okay. It was just wood. Everything had arms. Okay. It was like a doll with wooden arms. That's it.
I wouldn't let Avery watch Batteries Not Included because we all know it's about old people who have a shitty, shitty tenement. And then aliens come down and fix it for them. And I said to Avery, don't watch this movie because it can make you want to live in a tenement, okay?
Yeah. Short Circuit was a film about a robot.
It was.
Ali Sheedy and Steve Guttenberg.
Of course.
But that wasn't the one with the elderly people. Is that what you're saying?
Jessica Tandy and Hume Cronin were in Batteries Not Included.
They were.
And also Elizabeth Pena was in that too. And wow. I remember seeing that in the movie theaters, and I cried at the end. I don't even know if it was a tearjerker, but I cried. I was like, The apartment building.
God, they sure knew how to get us back then.
They knew how to find the gays. Listen, Cousin Nick probably had a similar story. He's like, hey, I remember watching Batteries Not Included, and I got a happy. Like, who are the children who are crying if Batteries Not Included? Okay, keep an eye out for them. They're going to need some special love.
Okay, so Teresa's like,
yeah, you know, Gia graduated and she got into immigration law because of what happened with her dad.
Really? Well, why didn't she go into filing for your fucking passport? Is that not an industry? Because she could help a lot more people if she just said, follow the proper steps you're supposed to follow to get your passport, because it will matter one day.
Immigration law is not like she makes it sound like the like her she makes it sound like Joe was kicked out of the country because he was just trying to provide for his family and he was working illegally, never got his papers, and and then suddenly there was some grave injustice that said, like, no, you like committed fraud on a wide scale level, and on top of that you never got your citizenship, so probably will happen.
Well, that was the thing. It was all when Andy was like, so wait, why you were born here, weren't you? Why don't you have your citizenship? Was he born here? I don't remember how it worked, but Andy was like, why don't you have your citizenship? He's like, yeah, I was supposed to file for that, but, you know, who cares? Like, so what? Like,
yeah, this was not, you know? This was not like a tragic tale that like you watch on like, you know, an episode of something on PBS where your heart's breaking for the injustice of the system. This is a guy who like committed fraud on a big scale, and then he also never got around to becoming a citizen. So yeah, that's it. Just you got extradited. That's or whatever it was. What's the term?
It's like So if you're gonna donate your life to helping, you know, donate to helping, just remind people to do simple things like that. You know, like be sure to update your passport before you go out of town. That kind of thing.
So then
she's like, oh my god, I'm thinking about Gabriella leaving. Hold on, how many days is it gonna be? 1, 5, 8, 7 Brains, alcohol, sober. Wait, how long has your father been sober? 8 years. That's 1 week.
She is like, it's literally 4 days, mom, until she leaves.
Oh my god, 4. We should hold a party. That way we have a 4 party, a 6 party, and an 8 party.
So she's like, this morning I started crying. And she's like, are you going to jail again?
No, it's because she's going away.
And she's like, it's okay, ma. You get emotional. You cry over everything. She's like, I don't always cry. She's like, yeah, you do.
Nah.
Yeah, you do.
Nah.
Yeah, you do.
I ain't crying.
You're crying right now.
Nah. Hold on. Let me spray some air fresheners because I'm going to have people's comes over and I want to smell goods. We have 4 dogs, okay?
So
4. The magic number 4. Let's have an anniversary party for the dogs that we have.
I'm so proud because my dogs, like one of them almost got run over 4 years ago. And I got 4 dogs. We're having 5 parties.
Well,
that number doesn't really make sense, but still.
Ma, you just sprayed the same spot 12 times.
12? I didn't even know we could get that high.
Let's have a 12 party. 12 party.
12.
So then Danielle's just knocking at the door, and she's like,
there's like a million people living here, and no one's going to answer the door already. Come on.
So she comes in and they start talking about EmSculpt. And Teresa's like, yeah, I used it before. And she's like, EmSculpt is a procedure. You get it done, your stomach and your butt. It's like doing 50,000 squats.
50,000? How do we even do a party for 50,000?
Like the whole season is now planned out.
I know.
Couple early parties for every week now.
50,000 is too clean of a number, so that would never happen.
So Danielle's like, oh yeah, I've done sculpting to every avenue of this body. The only thing I don't have is a butt, you know, because I gotta work on that, and then I gotta make sure my body is nice and right for the Jersey Shore. So a little yep, 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 yep. Yeah, New York Fashion Week. You wanna fuck with me? You're gonna fuck with my zapping. Tell you that much. You better back the fuck up.
We need to see Danielle fight. It's episode 2 and we haven't seen Danielle lose her temper yet. It's my favorite side of Danielle, when she just loses her shit over nothing.
It's a little
weird that we haven't seen it yet. So it's also weird that we haven't seen much of Jennifer Aiden. So here she comes, she arrives, and they start their EmSculpt and everything, and Teresa gets on the table, and now her butt's just getting sculpted. And Danielle's like, well, ladies, friendship is hitting new levels today.
Yeah, you don't got, hey, Teresa, you don't got one fucking pimple on your ass. Oh, bingo.
Yes, the tan. You got a nice tan ass, Teresa.
And now they're like, okay, everybody, let's get this started. So they do the sculpt. I want this sculpt.
I know, me too.
Do you think this works?
I saw it. I was like, I want this. I want this done.
It's got a lot of. It's gonna take a lot of work. My I look kind of like a sleeping bag over a folding chair at this point. I don't know that there's much this can do, but I'll take. I'll try it. How do I do it?
Yeah, it looked really fun. So Jennifer's like,
honestly, baby, I can't do the sculpt without the laughing gas. It's painful for me. It's painful for my baby.
And then they start talking about the other ladies. Like, what's going to happen at this party? So then we cut to Margaret. Think pickleball. Okay. Hi, I'm at the pickleball studio. John and Gabby, tell me about pickleball. They're like, it's like tennis, but different. Great. That's all I needed to know. It's all the rage right now. Pickleball. Everyone's talking about. Of course, they just got pickleball in Jersey.
I know.
Like, guys, where the fuck have you been? We've been on an anti-pickleball crusade for like 5 years.
I know. This is like old news. So she's like, you know, my athletic skills are a little rusty since I broke my wrist. Roll the footage. So we see her falling over, breaking her wrist again. And she goes, you know, I played a little tennis back years ago when I was sleeping with a tennis instructor. You know, I have to sleep with the sports instructor to really get into the sport. You know, Jennifer Aiden's like,
oh, and suddenly I can't make fun of being a slut anymore. What's going on here, baby?
I'm not sleeping with the pickleball instructor as of yet. So then they start practicing and stuff, and then Rachel comes in and Melissa comes in, and Rachel's like, it smells like Modell's in here.
Gotta go to Moe's. So Margaret's like, oh, hi, babe. You look adorable. Let me give you a hug where I do the thing where I drape my hands over your shoulders and kiss you on the cheek. And she goes,
you dress very pickleball. I didn't know what it was today, and I have no idea how you're supposed to dress for it, but you did it. You're very pickleball today.
Rachel's like, so how do you play? And the guy's like, it's just like ping pong. I'm just going to say that because I know this is going to be a hopeless session. So just pretend you're playing ping pong. She goes, okay, I suck at ping pong. All right, well, that's all I've got. That's all I can do with that to help you ladies with this game.
And then, of course, Melissa comes in and she goes, what is pickleball? Oh, yeah, you've never heard of come on. Can't with this faux stupidity. So Rachel's like, makes me crazy. But I forget the things that make me crazy until the show comes back. I'm like, oh, I can't. Stop pretending to be dumber than you are. Okay, you're dumb enough to be entertaining as it is. So they start, they're like, what's pickleball? So they start that. And then we cut back to the butt sculpting. And let's see, they're still talking about butts. Okay, so yes. Then Danielle goes,
oh, God, I feel it. It's on my ass now. Hey, we're talking about asses a lot this week, right? You don't got a double-sided purple dildo coming, do you? That hurts. Bitch, you're fucking with my ass. You better watch your ass, bitch. I'll tell you that.
Listen, baby, we cannot judge. What people do, what people like in the boudoir is their business. You know, some people call it a boudoir. Some people call it a back house behind the pool. Whatever happens in there stays in there, baby. So you know, if you like a little tickle in the ass, then tickle the ass. Bingo, baby.
Whatever happens in the boudoir stays in the boudoir, baby.
Tears goes, oh my God. And Daniel's like, well, I would do a double-sided dildo with you. I'm just saying, guys. So then we go back to the pickleball courts. Pickleball, I'm starting to talk like I'm in New Jersey. We're at the pickleball courts. And Rachel's like, oh, my shoulder's killing me. And so then she talks about how she has RA and rheumatoid arthritis. And she tells the whole story about growing up and she had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis and hip replacements by the age of 18, things like that, which, you know. It's tough.
But it's just such a Jersey way to tell the story because it's like the sad story. It's like juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. Dun, dun. It's like violins. And it's like really sweet story, you know? And like we don't know Rachel that well except from the show. And it's like, well, that's a nice story and stuff. And then she's like, and then I was able to compete. It just cuts to her looking like a burnt fried chicken in that bikini contest. When she was in the bikini contest, just covered in the spray tan. Just like, you know, it's just like such a funny juxtaposition.
The triumph. The triumph of like, I conquered rheumatoid arthritis so I could participate in a bikini bodybuilding competition. It's like, okay.
So I could become a talking piece of fried chicken in a bikini for that few months of my life. So then Melissa's like, oh, you know, my mother fell today holding the baby because Anthony broke her elbow. I mean, she's holding a baby and then she tripped and she saved the baby, but she landed on her elbows. And so she had to get stitches on her chin. That's crazy. Drop the baby.
How many times do we have to say this? Cameras 24/7. Okay.
Yeah.
We need some slapstick.
I say, save your elbows, drop the baby. They're made out of bouncy stuff.
Yeah, babies will be able to take the fall. As long as it doesn't land on its head. It wouldn't have landed on its head. What baby was this anyway, by the way? Whose baby? Oh, was
she said that her niece, she said that her sister's daughter is now a grandmother.
Right. Yeah. Nuts. Which is wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's that baby.
So, they're talking about kids and stuff, and she's still going to be down the shore, all right? And so then they start talking. Melissa's like, okay, since Danielle's having everyone anyway down the shore, it's Joe's birthday that weekend, so I figured I'll throw like a little daytime party for Joe.
Yeah, Melissa says something that is probably the most confusing thing you can say on this show. Did I tell you I'm going to have a birthday party for Joe? My Joe? No. My Joe? No. My Joe? No. My Joe? No.
My Joe?
No. My Joe. Your Joe? You got to be more specific when you say you're having a party for Joe.
Christina, the sculpting lady, is like, my Joe? It's not my Joe, is it? No. Okay, good.
So
she's like, yeah. Margaret, you should sleep over. And Margaret's like, oh my God, thank God. I love staying in homes. This is amazing. I get my own room. I just can't wait to stay at your home. This is going to be so amazing. I'm so glad we're not in that other disgusting house of people. I'll tell you that much.
And Rachel is going to have Jen and Danielle stay. Jen Fessler stay at her house with Danielle too. And so we go back to body sculpting, and Danielle's like, "Hey, anyway, I hope everyone's good for Friday because it's really such a nice party, and you know, 6 years is a special number. So just real quick, I'm gonna stay at the Fuda's house at the shore, and I know it's like a real slippery slope for me trying to build a new friendship with her. So I just want to put it out there, like, don't get mad. I'm gonna talk to Rachel Fuda."
Yeah, and Teresa's like, "Yeah, you know me. I don't tell people who to be friends with." Bing, 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 bitch.
Totally.
But, you know, I don't tell you whose team to be on. You know, you want to be friends with Rachel? Like, God bless. You know what I mean? But, like, whatever they want to believe, they believe. If they don't believe, you know, we got to move forward. We got to move forward with what they believe, what they don't believe. You know what? Here's what I say. Dildos hanging out of an ass sells drugs. You do what you want with that. Bling, 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 bling.
Back at pickleball, you know what? How did this whole situation even happen? I mean, like, you know, that what Teresa was saying at John's, that he's like, that John is the biggest drug dealer. I don't even want to say it because it's disgusting, but let me just highlight it again. Teresa said that John Fuda is the biggest drug dealer in all of New Jersey and maybe even the entire East Coast. I can't believe it was even said. I don't even want to say it. You know what? I'm so outraged. I may even have to say it again to show how much I don't even want to say it. John Fuda, drug dealer. Put them together, worst drug dealer America has ever seen. Awful, awful that these things are being said.
Well, we were talking about something that happened 20 years ago, guys. Okay? That's 20 years ago, guys. When John was 17 years old, he was selling pot. He got arrested. That's it. That's the story. So for her to try and weaponize something that my husband went through as a child, as a child, my husband, just an innocent child in preschool, selling weed.
You know, this is a grown-ass woman that went to prison and came out and has had zero growth. It's pathetic. You know what? The problem is that we'd like the gate to open up a little bit, and then the bull just comes on out. The gates are closed. The gates are closed in this strange metaphor that I've included in this situation.
Yeah, and she's like, no, the gate's closed. She goes, yeah, the gate's closed. The gate's closed. It's closed. The gate is absolutely closed. Don't open it. There's a bull behind there. I've tried this before. I've seen it on television. It's terrible. Yellowstone, what a show. Do you know bulls kill people? It's nuts what they go through. Leave the gate closed. Leave it closed.
So now everyone's showing up in their shore houses.
I would just like to note, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I would just like to note this whole drug dealer thing. If it was just weed, who cares? Just say, John, just do what you just did. John dealt weed when he was 17. That's it. Get over it. Stop giving it so much heat, especially because the reason this came out was because you spent your last season saying that your son's mother was a drug addict and all of this other stuff. I think they kind of started it with that. Because if they hadn't, I mean, but then what are you going to do? Just lie about it? But yeah, I just think you should have just said his mother had troubles and so I've been raising him or whatever. But to be like, yeah, it's them accusing this woman of being a drug, which she is, you're like, she's in prison and stuff. But I think it pissed her off and then she's getting revenge by telling all the people this other stuff. So I don't know. It's messy, but you guys kind of started it, is what I'm saying. You started it.
Ought to say is that he's hungry. He's hungry and hangry, and that's what's happening here. So, you know, I'm getting hungry and hangry right now as we speak. I ate like a
thanks big, for the warning. Keep the gate closed. I'm keeping the gate closed.
Everyone, watch out. I ate a big bowl of oatmeal this morning because it's like oatmeal is supposed to keep you like stave off the hunger for longer. So I had like a large bowl because I was like, we got a big day of podcasting, and I'm ravenous right now. Ravenous.
No, carbs make you hungry. Food makes you hungry. Best way to not get hungry is not to eat. Okay. Don't eat.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Okay, so everyone's arriving at the respective shore, down the shore. You remember when the show used to be like, we're going to the Jersey Shore, and now that they say it properly, which is down the shore, you know, which I think is lovely. They're trusting us more. They're not treating us so like we're idiots in this audience. So everyone comes to their homes. We're at Rachel Shorehouse first, and she's like, oh my God, baby, so windy here. My hair's in my lip gloss, and I'm getting very, very upset about it. Very, very upset.
And then over at Jennifer Aiden's, they arrive at their very yellow Jersey Shore townhouse thing. And Olivia's like, she's like, oh God, after a 2-hour car drive, it was worth it. I'm hungry.
So dramatic. And then Melissa's, Joe's offering Melissa's mom Donna a drink. And Melissa's like, Joe, I don't think she can have a drink. And Donna's like, can you fix my ponytail, honey? Can you fix it? Oh, God. Don't stop bossing me around, Melissa. Okay, don't stop. Melissa's like, I can't believe you hurt your arm. It's like, do my ponytail. She's like, don't stop bossing me around now. She can boss you around. She just got her arms. She saved a child. It was probably a gay child, which means, cue everybody's tears. Hold on, everybody. Could have been a gay child. Everybody pretend to cry for a minute.
Was batteries not included playing when this lady gave birth? So then we go back over to Jen's house. Jen is eating an enormous slice of pizza. And I don't know if anyone else did this, but Dom and I were watching and we immediately paused the show and we're like, do we get pizza right now? And we literally just ordered pizza. We literally watched that Jennifer Aiden eating that slice of pizza caused us to get a whole freaking pie of pizza because she's an influencer. What can I say?
So then back at Jen's store, she's eating the pizza. Okay. So then Olivia's like, the fries look good. I mean, this fucking family, can I just tell you? They ordered pizza, fries, and fried chicken.
God bless.
This is my kind of family right
God
here.
Bless.
This is my kind of family.
I want that entire menu right now.
Yeah. And then Teresa's coming over, so they also have to get salad. But you know nobody from this family is touching that shit. And no. You can tell because of how Jennifer dresses it. She takes the whole thing of balsamic and just like dumps the entire thing on. It's so much. You just know that's not someone who touches salad. And I respect their game, you know? I respect them just completely ignoring, you know, all the past decades that the public health system has been trying to teach us. They're just like, no, we will have pizza wrapped around fried chicken and fries on the side. And that's it. Yeah. And a milkshake. So fuck off.
Now, if it was Raj from Southern Charm, I'd be like, well, go fuck you. You never touch a salad. But with her, we're like, it's okay. She's earned the, like, doesn't have to touch the salad credibility, you know?
Well, she pretends.
Yeah. She's not, like, actually scared of salad.
She gets a salad. Yeah. He was, that was his foe. That was, like, his personality. Like, I hate vegetables. On a show where the men can't grow up. So that's a little different. This one is just like, I'm rich. I can do whatever I want. I can afford the doctor's bills. So that's it. Meeting... fried chicken wrapped in pizza with fries on the side.
Yeah. So Teresa and Louis show up and Jennifer's offering them food. And then he's like, hey, so, or Polly's like, so when is Bill coming? And she's like, oh, well, that's a funny question. I ask that to him all the time at night, but never get a good answer on that front, baby.
And he's like, oh, damn it. I have to talk to these women. And Dolores is like, yeah, I mean, I, you know, I haven't been here in 2 years because Polly's like, I'm not a Jersey Shore guy. Can you believe it? Hey, Paulie, what are you not? A Jersey Shore guy. Listen, I'm more like a St. Martin, you know, somewhere like that. That's the kind of guy I am.
Don't worry, he's going to like it here. We're going to put him in a room that's extra yellow, baby.
So then we go back over to the Melissa's. And Margaret's like, oh, I can't wait to hear about how Paulie loves the boardwalk. I'm not, you know, I'm not like the cotton candy crew, not to be mean or whatever. And Melissa's like, you're not. She goes, and they're just like shocked because they all know that Paulie hates going to the Jersey Shore and everything. And then she's like, yeah, so Paulie's staying at Jennifer's. I mean, I could never. I mean, have you seen that place? It's like looking at a honeydew just spread all the way across the walls.
It's like trying to take a nap in the middle of scrambled eggs. Like, I can't. Never, I would die. I'm so blessed that I get to stay here. I mean, does this one have any children holding fried chicken screaming, I'm an eagle, and then rolling down the stairs? No? Good. I'm staying here forever.
Yeah, they're all basically like, oh God, Jennifer's is the worst. Too many children.
So then they're talking about how much they miss Joe, blah, blah, blah. And Margo's like, I mean, come on. Like, what's up with Bill? He didn't even come the other night to the party. And Melissa's like, well, you know what? She didn't say hello to me and I didn't say hello to her. But, you know, she also knows I'm not speaking to her bestie, Teresa. And so, you know, it's just two sides, basically. Different houses, but two sides refusing to speak to each other.
Yeah. So back at the other, at Rachel's house, Rachel's like, Poor Jeff Fessler. What a good sport he is. And Jen Fessler's like, why is he a good sport? And she's like, well, because, you know, we both threw you this nice party and everything. We spent all this money and everything. And Jen's like, oh, it was. It was the best party ever. Except for the Teresa altercation. Should we talk about Teresa now? Let's talk about Teresa.
And Rachel's like, that was a whole new level of low. Bringing up a child's drug dealing. That was just... below the belt. And John Fudo's like, yeah, that's your friend Fessler. What's going on with that? She goes, oh, here we go. And they're like, come on, you got to pick sides there. John says, you're going to have to pick one there, okay? Because I can't associate people who associate with her. And she's like, here we go. I don't go into situations. When someone says something mean, I'm not in turn mean. I don't have any beef with Teresa. We're not close. We're not like, I'm... with you. I'm very close with you. Now, unfortunately, you're not the star of this show, so that's going to be a little trouble for me.
You're not the James Gandolfini, nice, as it were. So
it is going to hurt me to betray you in about 5 minutes. It will hurt. It will.
Yeah, but the thing that's unfathomable to me is that you would ever want to be her friend. I mean, the writing's on the wall. If there's anyone walking on this planet that has seen the way that she and I have interacted, it's pretty fucking clear.
Yeah, well, not to defend her, but Instagram follow was much higher than yours. Fame, much higher than yours. Celebrity Apprentice, she did that, you didn't do it. You know, so she said things that were horrible, but again, she's famous, you're not. Case closed.
And Rachel's sticking to her guns. She's like, I mean, it's fucked up, Jen. And she's like, well, it's fucked up, but, you know, she fights dirty, and the lower you go, and the lower she goes, and then the lower you go, and then she goes, just stop going low, and maybe she'll stop going. But let's go higher.
Let's get higher. Shall we get higher? And when I say higher, I mean Instagram follower counts that I'm about to get higher in because I'm going to be friends with Teresa, you fucking nobody. Oh, do you have any cheese? I love cheese.
So now Danielle and Nate show up and everything, and Danielle's like, I'm gonna tell you right now, I really like Rachel and John, but it's always hard to be put in the middle, which is why I always put myself in the middle. That's been your whole role. Your entire last season was you in the middle.
So they're like, wow, look, Rachel and Danielle are such good friends now. And Rachel's like, yeah, you know, I want to say, because going into things like, you know, you have this anxiety, this angst, but I just want everyone to be cool tonight. Okay. And Danielle's like, yeah, it's a party for Nate. Everybody's got to be on the same page. I just want everybody to be positive. And if they're not positive, I'm going to get them by the throat. I'm going to rip their fucking throats open. I'm going to drink the blood out of them. And that's going to fill me with what I need to get on with the rest of the night. I'm not fucking kidding with any of you.
Yeah, so now everyone's getting ready for Nate's celebration. And Jennifer Fessler, she goes up to Rachel, goes, so I have a question. Is this outfit too young for me? And she's like, what part of the outfit is even young in the first place?
So then Joe Gorga has a wacky moment of finding one of Margaret's wigs and wearing it around.
Yeah.
And then Margaret is upstairs dressing Joe, and she goes, oh my God, Joe, if anyone wonders why I dress you, it's because your belt is on upside down. Like, how does that even happen?
And then Joe Gorga's like, hey, Bonino, you want an espresso? You want an espresso, Bonino? Hey, you want one? There he is. Espresso, there he is.
Joe, you can't be wearing my wig. That wig cost a lot of money. Well, it didn't cost a lot of money, but it is real hair, and I did take it off of Lexi after I slipped her an Ambien. All right? Cut it off of her. So it means something to me. You know, that was really good prank hair that I stole.
Did Lexi and I steal this from a He-Man convention? Possibly. Was it a lot of work? Absolutely. So don't mishandle it.
Listen, so, I saw Captain Sandy taking a nap at BravoCon, and I got my snippers out. It was a lot of work to get that show.
I made it. This is from the Macbeth collection. So there's photo. They take photos of the wigs and everything like that. So we're at Fuda's house, and then Joe's making roadies for the guests and everything. And John is, they're just getting ready. They're making the roadies. And Danielle's like, is it Jen Fessler who's like, I never heard of that. A roadie. What's a roadie? Is that a thing? A roadie? Is this too young on me?
So then they're taking shots at the other house. Okay, now it's time to head to the party.
It's a lot of back and forth. I was like, what is happening here? When you watch it, it all makes sense. But when you recall it back, you're like, how did we all internalize this? This is wild.
Yeah, this is the way to the party. So everybody's just, you know, having small talk in their cars. Melissa's car is talking about how Joe's going to be, you know, at the gay wedding and be the father of the, you know, preacher or whatever. And then in the Fuda van, they're driving over there, and they're just getting themselves worked up. You know, John's like, I ain't fighting with nobody. I ain't talking about anything. I can't wait till I fucking see him. I can fight with him.
Yeah. He's really getting himself ready. He's really coming. His season two energy is just so different now, you know? So, then Rachel, they're talking about Jen Fessler saying, like, by the way, Melissa Gorga, when she's drinking, I have to like hold my ass for dear life. She's coming for my ass more than I'm coming for James Gandolfini. That was a joke, Jeff. That was a joke about my past, Jeff, about when I slept with James Gandolfini. You could at least laugh if we're on camera.
So Danielle's like, yeah, that girl's fun, unlike Jackie. Just an FYI, I did divide her tonight. Is that going to be a big thing now, huh? Is that a big thing? Anybody want to say something about it?
And Rachel's like, that will be a big thing. Hard yes.
Yeah, well, she really was not nice to me. You know, she made fun of my clothes. She said, like, how I was trashy. She talked about me being stupid.
That's true. That is true. I mean, that is true, that the things that she said are absolutely very true. I'm not saying that what she said is true. I'm not saying it's true that she said it. I'm saying it's true that what she said is actually true.
All right. So, you know, there's only so many times someone could do that to me. Like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. It's like, one more shot. Okay, fool me a ninth time. All right, let's have some coffee and talk about it. Fool me 10th time. I don't know. Maybe we'll go on to 11. Cut my mother off.
That's it. I'm not speaking to that bitch ever again. All right, I said, have my mother never call me again. So then they arrive at Nate's party, and it's in like some arena somewhere. And there's a sign, and it says, "Not just surviving, but thriving."
Yeah, and it's everyone's there, and everyone's like, you know, it's like everyone's gathering. It's nice and everything. And so then we're gonna meet the friend of for the season, who we saw in the trailer. So Rachel goes up to her. Her name is Tiffany. And Rachel's like, "You look familiar. Where are you from? Bodybuilding competitions?" And she's like, "I grew up in Verona, and then my husband grew up in Fairfield. I'm Tiffany. Welcome, America, to my life."
And Rachel's like, "Oh, your husband is Dante?" And she goes, "Oh, you know Dante?" She goes, "Our husbands were on the same job together in Saddle River." They're like, "Oh my God, no way." So they're like super close now.
We had no idea. When my husband got that job at Saddle River, we had absolutely no idea that there was a husband at that same job on Saddle River who was on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. What a coincidence.
So all the ladies grab seats and are, you know, sitting around like, "How do you know her? How do you know her? I know Joe. I know my father. No, my brother. No, your friend. No, it's my cousin twice removed, Joe." Which Joe? Which Joe's connecting us?
Okay. All right. Who here is on their first husband? Okay. All right. Okay. Because that was for you, Joan. That was for you. I mean, how do you really get to know? That's how you get to really know someone. Okay. How many husbands have you had, Tiffany Newgill? Okay. What's going on? So Melissa's like, "Oh my God, who asked that kind of fucking question? That's outrageous." Okay. Well, you know what? I was always the second wife. The first time I got married, I was the second wife. And I'm still the second wife on my second marriage. Another one for you, Joe. A lot of second humor. That's for you, Joan.
We should have a second party.
Get out of here, Teresa. You're not in the scene, you goddamn idiot.
So that Tiffany's way we like, could be 2, 4, 6, 8. Oh, who do we appreciate? Louie!
At an 01, you've got a Les Mis song. 2, 4, 6, 0, 1. So Tiffany's like, my husband, I'm the second wife. I'm the upgrade in that one. And then he's like, "See, we need food at Jim Fessler's party. We did not have food like we got here, all right? That's why the alcohol got the best of us at that party, right? That party was nuts, am I right?" Fucking second wife. I'm fucking talking to her. It's like, what? Way to take away the second wife gravitas. Danielle.
Yeah, way to pivot it into food. Okay, we're hearing about this woman just said that she was about to launch into her spiel. Like, "My name's Tiffany. I have a husband who works in Saddle River, and I'm the second wife, and I'm the upgrade. Because let me tell you what, yeah, food is wonderful. Let's talk about the food. Is there a focaccia alligator anywhere nearby?"
Yeah, come on. We're trying to get to know Tiffany over here. Oh.
So they're just joking about that. And Tiffany's asking about what happened at that party. And they're just joking about it was a bunch of fighting and everything. It was beautiful, minus a few knockdown, shakedown fights. Am I right?
Yeah. So then Teresa comes in and dramatic music is playing, and Louis literally walks in like sniffing, like,
yeah. He has this smile on his face, like, "I'm totally at ease. I'm not nervous at all about any confrontations. Look at me. I am self-assured Louis right now."
And Jennifer Aiden's just like,
"Hello, bingo, bingo, baby."
Louis also, by the way, he has the smile of someone who thinks that the party with his father was just like a giant segment on the show. He's like, "Look at us getting our redemption arc. I'm sure all of America just saw the beautiful celebration we just had for my father." So he's sort of smiling like, "I'm a hero," not knowing that it never made it to air.
Yeah. So then, let's see. So John sees Joe Gorga. He's like, "Hey, your boys are over there." And Joe's like, "Hey, I don't have no boys. My boys are right here. What are you talking about? Get over it." Because John's just trying to start shit. I mean, I can't overstate how much John is just ready to have his first role or his second Real Housewives fight. Which fight is this? He's just so excited to be a Real Housewife.
Yeah.
This whole episode, John Fuda is just like, I'm going to fight. Ah, look who's here. Why don't you go say hi to your friends? John, yeah. Calm down, John.
So no one goes up to say hi to Teresa except for Jen Fessler, who's like, "Oh my God, Teresa, my sister is obsessed with you. I think she is now your 1.3.2 millionth follower on Instagram. I'm not looking at your stats. I'm just saying she loves you and she doesn't love anyone, which means that therefore you should love me back."
And then we see a clip of her talking to the sister at some party. And Teresa's like,
oh, your sister? I wish I had a sister. Sisters are the best. I wish I had anything like a sister. I never had nothing like a sister.
So then now Jen goes up to Margaret. She's like, hi, Margaret. You look beautiful. Bingo. And she's Margaret, like, you look great. This is really fun that we're being nice to each other now before we get into some vicious fight later on this season. Where's Bill? Where's he? Is he in the back room again? Is he hiding away from you?
He's in surgery still. He's going to see if he can come here straight, you know? He should come hang out. He'd have a good time with his boys here.
All right. Good. Why are we still talking? Why? Why are you still here?
This conversation's already expired. It's gone on 10 seconds too long, and it's only been 11 seconds.
So then, this whole thing with... we've got more. I'm sorry. I thought I was at the end of my notes. I was like, wait, I think there's another scene. But I just had to keep scrolling, guys. So Melissa stays seated during the hellos because, you know, everybody's like ignoring each other. So Melissa's like, okay, hi, Teresa. Hi, Louie. Here's my face. Like, how y'all doing? Should I do it? Hi. Really care about you. Marco's like, shh, stop. Stop that. We're very mature people at this party.
So Gorga goes up to Fuda. He's like, hey, there he is. How you doing? Are you good? You're good right now? He goes, you know what? I'm good. I'm not engaging in this shit tonight, but I'm just going to talk about it a lot. I'm going to get everyone else engaged in it, but I'm good. He's like, yeah, nah, don't get engaged. Yeah, nah. So then Louis's like, oh, I got to drink more water. My body's so sore, you know? You ever drink a lot of water? Hey, Jeff Fessler, you drink a lot of water? He's like, I drink coffee. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
So Polly asks Nate, so when you had that surgery, how long were you out of action? And Nate's like, you know what? Maybe a week. Like, they drilled in, they did the surgery, and a day later, I was back at Starbucks. It was amazing.
So, you're trying to tell me that we're doing a 6-year non-cool number anniversary for the thing that took you a week to recover from. Okay, great. And I came down to the Jersey Shore for this instead of St. Martin.
It is kind of like that.
She's like, that was 6 years ago. Could have changed the world. He's like, it was nothing. They got it out. I was back to a latte in 5 minutes. It was amazing.
They show a picture of him being like, hey.
It's like holding up a coffee. Like, look, it's coffee. I just got it.
It's coffee.
I can get coffee again.
Hey, it worked out. Commercials.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
Here comes one right now.
So then Danielle's like, ladies and gentlemen, I want to support it. Like, here comes, in honor of Nate's 1 week of duress, here is a choir from DC. Like, oh, okay, sure. And then this poor choir, they come up to sing a song and they're like, you know what? You know, they were like, guys, I know it's a pain in the ass to go up to the Jersey Shore, but the amount of exposure we as a choir are going to get, it's going to be unparalleled. And they open up their mouths to sing, and then it just like cuts to like royalty-free music playing right over them.
Yeah, and then everybody's like twerking on the dance floor. So what is happening at this party? So then Rachel's like, this moment is beautiful. It's what I envisioned times a million. And standing with my husband, who's so beautiful and he's so healthy. Oh, no, that was Danielle, I think, saying this. She's
like, to bring everybody here and celebrate the goodness of my life is so bougie. New York Fashion Week. Coming soon, everybody.
So now it's more party time. There's like some talk about going to smoke some weed with like a pan and everything like that. And then
yeah, because Jen Fessler is going to pull aside Teresa for the talk, and they're going to get stoned as hell while they do it. Yeah. So Teresa's like, all right, maybe I'll talk more if I got that pens. All right, you want to go over there? And she's like, whatever you want, baby. Where do you want to go? Let's go sit down, baby. Me, you, and a weed pen. What can go wrong?
Oh, I like this area. It's like Gabriella was here. No dog poop. Okay, come on. Let's take a seat. You know, I want to ask you something. Because, like, okay, so my husband met with Frank Catania after New York, and he said to him that everyone that, like, had gone over to Margaret's house the night before the reunions and stuff is...
And she's like, yeah.
And why did Margaret have you guys over to your houses and stuff?
As if, like, you know, that Teresa had probably, like, 5 people at her place, by the way. Let's be honest.
Yes. And Jen's like, well, it was a get-together to say we're walking into this shit show. Like, when they come at us with this, we can come back with XYZ.
What happened to A, B, C, D, F, 9, 10, 12? Why are you doing X?
Larsa Pippen's like, finally, someone says it, like X, Y, Z, and this and that, yeah. So basically, Jen says it was like Jackie, not Evan. She like, make sure we know, Evan was not part of this. Jackie, not Evan, Margaret and Joe and Jeff and Melissa and Joe. And Jeff and another Joe and Rachel and John and their friend Joe and then his cousin Joe. And then someone brought a cup of Joe. And actually the person who brought the cup of Joe was also named Joe. So they all were there.
Yeah. And Rachel and John, of course. And they were prepping for Louis to have a lot of information because of that private investigator.
And that's the thing about Teresa that's so hilarious.
She's like, I can't believe people got together to prep for...
Yeah, because your fucking husband hired a private investigator on everybody, Teresa.
Yeah.
You ass. Like, what do you think they were doing? He hired
Bo Deedle, okay? So, of course, everyone's going to be like, you know what? She's going to try to come up with... She's going to try to say this, and she's going to try to say that. Also, because arguing with Teresa is the most frustrating thing. We've watched it for 13 years on these reunions. You cannot get through to her. So, they're like, you know what? Let's just, like... Let's try to anticipate what she says so she can't, like, wiggle out of it with her weird logic. It's like... It's not a strange thing to happen. I don't think there's anything conspiratorial about this.
And I like that Jen is actually just saying exactly what happened. Because at first it's like, what is Jen doing? This is like betraying her friends and talking about it. But I'm glad she did it because she's just like, yeah, well, Margaret was about to pull out some evidence of a recording she had where Louis actually called her son's work and threatened everybody or whatever that was. Like she had the evidence, but it wasn't even used. So it's like showing... This is a nothing burger. They never even used the stuff. And even if they had used the stuff, it's defending against what your husband was doing, you wackadoo.
Yeah, they didn't have to use it. So Teresa's like,
yeah, but in like New York, Nate and Danielle and Paulie in the back of their hood, you say you guys didn't even execute the plan correctly.
And she's like, no, I never said that. I said they came in here with the manila envelopes. And I was like, you talked all this talk about manila envelopes, then you didn't even open them.
Yeah. So then Margaret is talking with Rachel now, and, you know, Rachel just looks all bitter. She sees Jen Fessler over there. She's just giving dirty looks and blinking very angrily, like she's been in line for 3 hours for this flight, and the flight is still not here. But she's like, oh, look it over there. Jen Fessler is talking with Teresa. On the television show that she's on, that Teresa is the star of, you're going to have to get over this, Fudos. You're both making me crazy already. So Margaret's like, yeah, but you know what? She's a little cocky up, and you never know what she's going to say. I'm a little worried about what she's saying.
Yeah. And so we go back to the discussion, and Jen Fessler's like, well, at some point, I would love to sit down with you, because Margaret, she doesn't want me to talk about it, but like, you know, as someone who's been friends with Margaret for a long time, I think probably about 9 months now, I heard her hysterical. That day, she thought that Louis called... her son. And she was like,
no, I swear to gods on my 3 daughters.
I thought you had 4.
Oh yeah, Gabriella. Oh yeah, that girl who cleans up the dog pee too. Yeah, her. My daughters. We did not do that.
And so the producer asked Jen, so do you believe Teresa, or do you think that Louis called Margaret's son? And she's like,
oh, Teresa's swearing on a girl, so I really want to believe Teresa, you know, because she is swearing on a girl, but it's going to make B sounds until you get the implication. Just tell me when you've got enough. And another thing I want to talk to you about, John Fuda and his past. You called him the biggest drug dealer in Paramus? Yeah, it was a compliment. I've never been able to break out of Patterson, so for him to get into Paramus, like, that's amazing.
That's a compliment. It's not an easy industry, all right?
And Jennifer, she's like, oh, did you say that, you know, he's one now or when he was a kid?
Oh, not now. No, never nows.
She's like, oh, because that's what they thought you were all saying.
Like, no. Well, he looks like an amazing father, a great husband, a great business guy, a guy who would give a friend a good deal on some tiles, just saying. So, like, that's what he looks like to me now. I'm not judging him. I'm just saying that, like, as a child, you know, he was just like a big drug dealer.
Yeah, you know, like, right now he looks like a really good dad who could take it up the ass two ways. You know what I mean? That's all I mean. I ain't judging him.
Oh, okay, Teresa.
No.
So then Jen Fessler is like, oh, well, they thought you meant that now. They didn't know that you meant in the past. She's like, no! So then Jen's like, well, Teresa's a good person, you know? Pause for laughter.
Seriously. I'm like, really? I think, okay.
You know, you can't stop staring at Teresa because you never know what's coming out. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't make you a good person. It just makes you chaotic. She's like, yeah, but
I enjoy it. Makes you entertaining.
Her. Yeah. So she's like, that maybe that makes me disloyal, but I can't help it. I do. I like her. I'm sorry. I'm guilty in the first degree of liking Teresa Giudice.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, well, listen, I always liked it in you. She's like, well, I'm glad we cleared that up, Teresa. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, it is good, but, you know, like, I just wanted to know what you meant by all those statements, you know, but I was like really like Jen Fessler, you know.
And she goes, oh, we're good. Believe me, we're good, Teresa. And Jen just always has this devious smile squint about her. She's just always kind of squinting her eyes really intently at people. I find her very enjoyable. But I think that after watching this, everybody's probably thinking, Margaret should watch the fuck out for Jen Fessler. Or Jen Fessler should watch the fuck out because of Margaret. Because now she's betraying that side. And now that side's going to try and get revenge on her. I would be a little more worried about Jen Fessler.
Because she was like a talent manager, wasn't she? Of course I'd be worried about her.
She looks, that squint, that glint and squint in her eye is terrifying. So I can't wait to see what she's got up her sleeve, especially since they didn't make her full time. So she's going to be fighting for that slot. So I really hope she turns evil.
Well, we're going to see her walk away from this party, and she's going to stop limping and walk perfectly, and she's going to pull out her guitar and be like, I'm the stairway to heaven, playing it perfectly. It was all a ruse. So now we go back to the fire pit, and John Fuda is now sitting with Tiffany, of all people, and he's like, I have a question. She's like, oh, me? To me? Oh, sure. I guess. Okay, cool. Didn't realize people were talking to me yet. Okay, cool. And she's like, so if somebody asked your husband of doing something defamatory to his name based on an ex, would you be upset? You have children, right? She goes, I'm not following, but I feel like the only answer you want from me is to say yes. So yes, I would be upset.
And he's like, you guys got a reputation to carry, am I right? John? Oh, mister, I don't want to talk about it. You're really going to go to the new cast member, John? God.
Yeah.
You need some chill, John. You're looking a little thirsty, buddy. So Tiffany's like, I would defend my husband until the end. And John's like, yeah, because otherwise it's like you're taking a convict's credit over mine. Am I right? You agree? Everybody agree? Not going to start anything today, but everybody agree that it's better to listen to a tile salesman than a convict, huh?
And Rachel's like, oh, God. So then Rachel's just like staring at Jen Fessler, and she goes, I feel remorseful right now because I thought I had someone who was like my ride or die for a very long time. And in this moment, I don't see that Jen Fessler feels like I don't see that Jen Fessler. I feel like I should have known better. I'm like, yeah, she's a friend of, she's going to climb to the top, whatever she can do to be on the show. I mean, what part of that did you not understand?
Also, ma'am, you're new here. You don't get to be like, well, if you're going to shoot with Teresa, then you don't get to be my friend. Teresa is the lead of this show. You literally put the sprinkle cookies on the counter, ma'am, okay, and go sit down quietly. You guys literally just showed up, okay? Yeah. I hate when people do this. I hate it when the regulars do it, like Teresa and Margaret. I mean, Melissa, it's going to be a rough season when you guys are going to just have every party be you sitting apart from me. That's rough enough without the newbies trying to do it too. This is Janet energy, and Janet energy is not working, ma'am.
Well, I find Janet energy to be very funny from the Valley. I Like, I didn't feel like the icing out really worked very well on Potomac, because I think it was like nothing really made sense. Nothing added up. Why? Like, there was just, it was like it, that season was like a mess. Here, there's two sides. And that, like, is a clear, like, a feud for me, and in a way that makes sense with my brain. So, like, I'm okay with it right now. I'm okay that there's a Melissa side and a Teresa side. There's this family rift, and it's gotten, now it, like, they tried to keep it together, and now it's exploded out to this thing where we have two sides of the cast. I'm okay right now with it, as opposed to just, like, a big mess where, like, people are, like, trying to ice out people in a certain way that they're pretending like they're not, and, like... And it's like, what's happening on this show, this season? It's like incoherent. But here it like makes sense. If they're trying to ice people out, it makes sense because they're in this massive rift with the cast. I don't know. It's okay for me. I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm okay with it so far right now.
Okay. Well, there you go. Everybody, thank you so much for being here for Real Housewives of New Jersey. We will be back later with other stuff. Below deck. You know what? There's a lot of stuff going on. Okay.
And you know what? We're just going to find that. Since this episode is already so long, we will push our summer house, Martha's Vineyard, onto Below Deck and talk about it on that episode.
Oh, yeah. Good call. Since yeah. I forgot. Anyway. Okay, everybody. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Elena, an autopsy technician.
And I'm Ash, a hairstylist.
And we just love swapping stories about all of the morbid things that fascinate us.
And if you do too, join us on our podcast, Morbid. It's a safe space to let your weirdo flag fly.
On Morbid, we cover dark historical events, sinister science, unnerving paranormal events, and sordid high society murders.
We also dive deep into the most notorious crimes in history.
Our podcast is grounded in rigorous and painstaking research. We're also not afraid to read a bitch.
Yeah. We keep it weird because a dash of snark is necessary to get through grotesque true tales of demented minds.
So follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.